you've had such a lengthy history with the school district. Now you've decided to run for the school board. What prompted you to decide to throw your hat in the ring?
My desire to see the district move farther forward than it is right now. My desire to see kids have good facilities and a good environment to be in.
What type of perspective? You obviously bring a unique perspective. What does your perspective bring to the school board?
My perspective is from all angles. I work with kids. I'm also fortunate enough to work with teachers as their leader, as their coach. I work with the non-certified staff, the support staff in a school district, the bus department, the custodial department. And of course, I'm always listening to parents. And on some occasions, kids come up with some pretty good ideas. But it's mostly listening to parents and the constituents in town. At times, we forget that the school district, we don't have to just listen to those that have children in school. The majority of the town is made up of people that do not have kids in school, and they have an important voice that needs to be heard.
From the perspective of being in the buildings, what is the biggest challenge for teachers, for staff, for even building administrators? What's the biggest challenge that they face right now?
One challenge that's always there, and it might vary with a secondary one, but budget is always one of the primary functions because we know that the teachers can do a fantastic job given a smaller class. At what point in time, though, do we have to maximize our dollars and say, no, we can't go below a certain size? And then we get into extra programming that we want to offer everything, but sometimes we don't have the funds to go around and we don't have the kids signed up for the class, and that's where we need to encourage them, or we need to look outside in our community at our experts in local industry to maybe assist us in that, and not financially, but to assist us with their expertise in, say, welding.
When you look at the budget, it's always been said 80 to 85% are salaries, benefits, personnel-related issues, so you don't have a lot of extra to be working with. How would you prioritize things when it comes to the budget? Where would your priorities lie?
The priorities lie where they are right now, in human resources. That we're sitting somewhere around 82-83% of our budget are for human resources. That is for mainly teachers, then support staff, associates, custodial, the busing, the lunch department, administrative assistants. You can't change that formula a lot. So if you're going to try to find something new, you're going to have to go into grants for money, or you'll have to go into outside people that want to help the schools, and you're not taking the money from them. At that point in time, you're going to bring them in as an outside source, say as a teacher, a resource that's going to be an expert in the field of welding, in the field of an electrician.
So kind of taking advantage of the resources that are available in the Keokuk area and saying, okay, you know what? We would really like to have an improved welding class. Maybe we can do an advanced class here. Instead of trying to find a teacher, hire them to do that, see if someone in the community could get involved in that.
Yes, or we already have a teacher in that, but if the class load gets a little bit larger, you can't go out and just hire a second one. When it starts to get a little too large, that's where an expert in an area that might want to help us out for a short time period would be able to really provide valuable assistance. And if they're the expert in the field, they also would be able to influence that student into possibly taking that on as a career because they're going to walk in their shoes for a while.
What's the biggest strength for the Keokuk School District?
I think the biggest strength came several years ago when we looked at a PLC, a professional learning community, there were only a few people that originally got involved in that, took a look at it, liked it, talked to some others. Then we got a few select teachers and several administrators approximately 5 years ago to attend a major conference on it. We all liked it, went back, started spreading the word, and the following summer, Dr. Wolf organized 50 classroom teachers and I believe one associate to go to another major conference, and that's when we wholeheartedly jumped into it, and it makes everything run a little smoother. We collaborate better than what we were before, and it is a never-ending process, and we just keep growing from that.
When you look at some of the actions of the board lately, one of the decisions the district has made is to share teachers with the Harmony School District. Superintendent Hood says he will continue to look for those types of opportunities. Is that a good approach to share faculty and such between school districts?
We need to do some more research on that. When we got into that, we jumped into that rather quickly. It seems to be something that this former board, and we hopefully we will have an all new board come September 8th. But they've jumped on that. I don't know of other schools that have done it. I have the time now. I need to do some research. How many schools have done it? How many years have they done it? And are they still doing it? Because if they're still doing it, there's a good reason why. And if they did it for a while and then they stopped doing it, there would be a reason why. In our situation here, I know of a few situations that we have with that. And one was really good, one was not. And there was another one that was sort of in the middle.
There has been, the board has been rather split recently. And it's apparent if anybody goes to the meetings, you can tell that the board is split. What has been your reaction to seeing that, especially from the one perspective you had and now the new perspective that you had and hope to have, just reacting to what you're seeing there and kind of how you can you change that?
One person can't change that, but the voters can change it because we need a new four board members. We have that opportunity right now. That board is broken. You used a very polite term in that they've been divided for a while. They have been divided for quite a while, and they're not coming back together. We need, and that's one of the reasons why we have nine people running, is because the whole community is seeing that and hearing it. And it's been divided. And it also divides a community when your school board is constantly divided and bickering.
In terms of one of the issues that has been a divisive issue has been the idea of goals. The superintendent's goals are private per his contract, but there's been talk of having the board create goals. Would you support being a part of that program, a part of creating public goals that the people would know about?
Absolutely. We should always be transparent with our community. We have done that in the past. It isn't anything new. It is something that hopefully the new board with new members will go right for that and then also share those with the community.
As you've been out talking to people, what have they been telling you? What have they been saying? Russ, if you're elected, you got to do this. What have you been hearing from the people?
What I've been hearing from them is, as always, is our taxes took a jump this past year. Who's holding people accountable? Well, that goes back to the board and to the superintendent as far as holding things accountable. So that would be looked at. Another thing that I'm hearing is that we need somebody to tie everything together and get teamwork back again.
Final thing, why is Russ Durr the right pick for the Keokuk School Board?
Because I have a proven track record of success of doing that at five different elementary locations. When I went into, it didn't matter which one of those locations, we got together, we developed a team, we worked toward common goals, we improved the school culture, the morale of the school, and our achievement scores went up in every case.